Scott S.J., Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 335. I want to go over this Iran attack, tie it to scripture, end of days markers. I think I have a point of view, or I want to show some insights that not many people have covered, if any, of what to look for. And what's the big picture? How does this fit the SEALs? What's next? I wrote this up right when the attack happened, but I was waiting for Israel's counterattack. But let's get into it, my friends. First of all, this was an article from NutraTruth. I thought it was fascinating. What is up with Iran's parliament building? It's a Masonic parliament. For those of you listening on a podcast service, it has 33 windows and it's a pyramid. Are we just watching scripted theater? It screams a Masonic lodge to me. And I always thought that Iran, Russia, Syria, and North Korea own and run their own central banks, not controlled by the Rothschilds. And that's why they're the boogeyman. That's why they need to be destroyed. But this, to me, gives me a little bit of pause. The Lord showed me much of the war is just 100% scripted. And there might be some power factions accordingly. And Lucifer just might allow war to happen to consolidate power to bring in the Antichrist. But I thought this was interesting. And before we get into this World War III and tie it back to Bible prophecy, let's read Matthew 24, because this always has given me pause, where Jesus said, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you not be troubled." I'm always like, man, don't be troubled with war. "For these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Folks, prepping is biblical. Joseph prepped. If you can, at a minimum, get seeds, learn some skills, learn how to forage, and get your faith in order. I'm convinced in the end of days, and I have not been shown this. This is an end of days Watchman news ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is I have had multiple dreams that would come true in a personal perspective. 2008, I had a dream Russia was going to attack. I thought it was going to happen the next year. In 2009, I prepped like you wouldn't believe. People were chuckling at me, but the players are aligning on so many fronts, so many continents. We did a podcast, World War III and the players, the hot zone, and it's still applicable right now. You need to think about the open borders being invaded by design, Chinese military-aged soldiers allowed to come in. We're watching a script, but war will be real to us, my friends. So obviously, many people have covered this. The attack from Iran to Israel, the attack marked the first time that Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel, risking a wider regional conflict. I'm going to play a video from a professor that is kind of a spokesperson for Iran. My understanding is he actually has an experience of working with Iran, and he's going to give his point of view on how the power has shifted, and if Israel, the mighty Israel with the United States, attack Iran, what's going to happen to Israel? But you need to think about this. I thought this was a profound statement from a pastor about Jacob's trouble. Let's read. "During its period of judgment and discipline, all nations will confront Jacob." Think about Zechariah 14. God brings all nations against Jerusalem. "This is a reason it's referred to as Jacob's trouble rather than Israel's trouble. The name Jacob signifies supplanter, deceiver, and usurper. The only path for it to fulfill its destiny is to undergo a transformation, much like Jacob did when his name was changed to Israel, symbolizing a follower of Christ." When you read your Old Testament Bible, read it with the lens of where's Jesus in this passage. It'll be a game changer for you, my friends. At present, Israel, or more accurately, Jacob, does not adhere to Jesus. Therefore, until that change occurs, there will be difficulties, my friends. Now, here's where it gets interesting. From Fox News, right, pushing us into World War III, Biden's silent after being pressed about Iranian strike against Israel. What now? Here's another article or headline from Fox News. Johnson unveils plan to fund Israel, Ukraine in closed-door House GOP meeting. What about trying to support America? I mean, good night. Homeless veterans, people struggling, inflation, destroying our food supply, barges out of control, three of them. Our infrastructure is being destroyed. The Western U.S. dollar is going to collapse, bring on the central bank digital currency. So expect false flags. And we've warned Jews that you're going to be sacrificed. This invasion is by design. This match is by design. They need to change the narrative. And the Deagle report, we always mention that, just so happened to say that 50% of Israel will be destroyed by 2025. Are they on their timeline? I'm not sure. But Israel's going to be sacrificed, and worse, the Western nations in the United States, some of them are up to 80% of the population gone, predicted by the Deagle report, a think tank for military, industrial complex, armament, from GDP and population. 65 to 80% of the population of Western nations destroyed with their population. We'll tie that into Bible prophecy as well, where it looks like the lion, UK, the eagle, United States, the leopard, which some think is Europe and others think it's the Middle East. We'll talk a little bit about it. And the bear appear to be subdued with Daniel 7. We think Daniel 7 is an end of days chapter. So you cannot make this up. Expect false flags, my friends. Expect false flags. And we covered five or so rabbis that are quite prominent, probably super conservative, talk about how Edom is the West, the old Roman Empire, including the United States. They're the enemy of Jews. The old Roman Empire are the enemy of Jews. And all of them mention that it's Christianity that's the enemy of the Jews. So all these Zionists pushing for Armageddon, you're not getting raptured out of here. You are pushing for your own destruction. You will have to face, in my humble opinion, the mark of the beast. This, as the days of Noah, devil juice is pushing for mind controlism, optogenetics, but I think there'll be a worshiping of the image that, in our ministry's point of view, will be a hologram, and it will be run out of Jerusalem, which is the woman, in our ministry's point of view, that sits on seven hills, because it's called the Great City, and the Great City is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt, and they will do the beheading of Christians with Noahide laws that Trump signed, Bush Sr. signed, all these presidents since Bush Sr. have signed Noahide laws. And if you worship an idol, part of the seven Noahide laws, it's off with your head if you worship Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is considered an idol, said by these rabbis that we've played multiple times. So Jews are going to be sacrificed. Christians are going to be sacrificed. If you're homosexual, you'll be sacrificed. The UN, I just heard a pastor that I really, really like and respect. His point of view is the Antichrist will be run out of the UN. Well, if he's right and not Jerusalem, the UN also endorses Noahide laws. Period. So if you're Jewish, living in Europe or the United States, if you go to synagogue, make sure that you are preparing for false flags and Zionist churches as well, which is probably 99% of churches, at least in the United States. Get ready for false flags. They need to drag us into this conflict. So obviously, Iranian officials said, hey, we're even. Punched you back in the face a little bit. And if you actually attack us more, we're going to shoot more missiles. But I want to peel back the onion on SEAL 3. And some people have covered this. If this gets into a wider conflict, and again, I'm going to show a Mossad agent talking about destroying the oil capability of Iran, but you think about this, the Straits of Hormuz, if all of a sudden Iran starts taking out or controlling what goes through that, basically 21 million barrels per day, equivalent to 21% of the global petroleum goes through the Straits of Hormuz, and basically 1/5 of the natural gas as well. Meanwhile, Biden has destroyed our capability, or he suppressed our capability. Under Trump, we were energy independent. So you need to think about inflation, my friends. Fill up your gas tank, get a couple tanks of gas. It's going to get interesting really, really fast. And again, I think this is all by design. All right, so I've watched probably two or three videos of this professor who is a supporter of Iran. And he made some interesting points. He's like, look, we just wanted to send a message. And we sent drones, outdated, cheap equipment. And the financial equation, I thought he mentioned, was interesting. This Iron Dome that Israel has, took out $20,000 drones with $4 to $6 million missiles. And they overwhelmed their system. But I want you to listen to what he has to say. And then the next video, I'll show the point of view from a Mossad agent.
Your reaction to what Iran has done?
Well, it's obvious that it was a major humiliation for the Israeli regime. They crossed a red line and they got punished for it. Of course, the Israelis can say 110% of the drones and missiles were downed. That's fine, but they can also take journalists to see the bases that the Iranians have said were severely damaged. They can easily do that today or tomorrow.
Are you sure it's major? Because I saw on Twitter you said it was just a small slap in the face.
Oh, it was a small slap in the face for Iran. The two bases were severely damaged. But Iran has a huge stockpile of drones and missiles. And Iran hasn't used its most advanced weapons. So if there's...
What would they be, Professor? Nuclear weapons?
No, they're more advanced drones and missiles. Iran is not like the United States, which has and uses and has already used nuclear weapons. Iran's peaceful program, as we've seen over the years, has been peaceful, and there's never been any evidence to show otherwise. But Iran has more advanced drones and missiles. And the very fact that the Americans don't want to be a part of any Israeli counter-response shows that the Americans know where the power lies. So the smart thing for the Israeli regime to do would be to refrain from responding. They got their punishment and they should live with it. They can say that 200% of the drones were down and 300% of the missiles were down. But as long as they keep quiet, they'll be safe. But if they strike Iran again, it's going to get much worse.
And do you think that could happen?
Well, the Israeli regime is a genocidal regime. It has no morality. It has its leaders are not sane in the way in which we would view people as sane. No sane person carries out genocide. But I think they also are calculating what will happen. If the regime continues to attack Iran, then Iran will attack harder next time. And then if they do it again, Iran will continue to strike back. And that is not something that's sustainable for such a small and vulnerable regime, which is already lost on the battlefield in Gaza and on the border with Lebanon.
Do you think either government has the best interests of its people at heart?
Yes, Iran definitely does. Iran is protecting its citizens. The Israeli regime bombed an Iranian embassy, murdering people, and your government, the British government, refused to condemn it at the UN Security Council. The US government and the French government refused to do that. So when the West prefers the law of the jungle, and when they believe that they can strike and kill and carry out genocide whenever they want, but others cannot respond when they are attacked, then the rest of the world has to devise means by which to protect themselves. And the reason why Iran has such a powerful missile and drone capability that even Western capitals acknowledge grudgingly is because Iran has to protect itself from these sort of aggressive actions. So the Israeli regime, I think, will think very carefully in future about striking Iranians. In fact, I think the most important thing that comes out of this exchange is that Iran has struck the Israeli regime directly. And that means that from now on, if the Israeli regime targets Iranians anywhere, that Iran will hit back at Israel itself. The Israelis brought this upon themselves, and they'll have to live with it.
How do you think a war between Israel and Iran would end?
Israel has failed to take the Gaza Strip, a dot on the map. That is a humiliating defeat. It has failed to even maintain its borders.
It would say its operation there hasn't finished.
Well, after 6 months, if they can't take the small Gaza Strip, that doesn't say much for the regime. Iran is the most important country in Western Asia. It's the most powerful country in Western Asia. And Iran has the upper hand. If the Israeli regime chooses to continue this conflict, they will pay a heavy price. And as I said, I think the United States has so far recognized this and has been more intelligent. The fact that the Americans have so far, from what we've heard, said that they don't want to be a part of any escalation is because they know that Iran's capabilities can drive the prices of oil through the roof. If the United States attacks Iran, then those countries that host U.S. bases, they will be seen as a partner in crime. And oil and gas installations in this region will be destroyed. That would lead to a global economic catastrophe. The Americans, I think there are enough sane people in Washington who recognize that. So I don't think we'll have war. So for Iran, going back to what you asked before, is the government acting in the interest of the Iranian people? Yes. Iran has never initiated a war, but Iran has shown the United States, the Israeli regime, that if they initiate conflict with Iran, they will be punished. And that is what has kept our country safe.
There will be, just to finish off, differing views on what you've said, certainly in terms of Iran's actions via its, you may call them allies, others may call them proxies, with the Houthis, with Hamas, with Hezbollah, in that Iran is an aggressor. It's not on a defensive posture.
I think you and I both know, and your colleagues know, and everyone knows, that the Israeli regime is an apartheid regime. It is an ethno-supremacist regime. It carries out ethnic cleansing, and it kills Palestinians on a regular basis, not just in Gaza, in the West Bank. And what we are seeing in Gaza has been going on for decades. Right now, we are all witnessing a genocide. So I don't think when you look at the Yemen or Lebanon or Gaza, the victim is Israel.
Now, the only thing I want to call out with that interview is he said the West doesn't want high energy prices. I mean, come on. They want to destroy us. They want 500 million people. Cheap electricity, cheap gasoline brings wealth. They want Hunger Games. You need to think about it. Germany destroying their own infrastructure. You can't make this stuff up. So I think he's clueless in this New World Order playbook. Now, I want to play a Mossad agent's point of view from the Blazing Press News. And to his defense, there are two sides to every story. I do remember seeing Iranian officials saying Israel, they're going to push Israel into the ocean. But I want you to just listen to him, this war fever and this let's bring it on. Iran said, hey, we're done. You know, we're not shooting any more missiles. And you can just see the glee. That's why I think they're going to get U.S. roped into this. Behind closed doors, they're probably planting their false flags against synagogues here in the West, here in the United States, to make sure that we are 100% aligned versus just saying, time out. Nobody wants war. We just want to raise our kids, raise our family, enjoy food, and none of this nonsense, my friends. But let's roll it. Oh, the other thing, too. I've mentioned this before. I remember as a little kid back in the 70s, I'm 54 years old, where they were talking about Iran having nukes. They probably already have nukes, but I remember not being able to sleep for a couple weeks as a little kid being afraid about Iran in the 70s, early 70s, having nukes. This has been a story that's been buried into our minds. I'm just not buying it, my friends.
Oil, and we can, just like what they did in 2019 to the Saudis, we can actually paralyze their oil industry. Two is dams. Iran has many dams we can destroy, and by doing that, cause some damage, but also disable their power plants. Number three is a lot of their underground missile silos in Kermanshe, in Isfahan, and other places. Here they are. They're taking off. Right? And the fourth one is, and of course that's the most important one if you ask me, the fourth one is the nuclear program of Iran 15 different sites that we can, you know, we have the legitimacy, we have the chance, we have the opportunity. For so many years, we were looking for a reason, not a reason, but an excuse to attack, for an opportunity to attack. We have it right now. The whole world knows Israel has to respond, and we better respond. And if we respond, we better do it in a way that will achieve many of the goals that we wish to achieve, which is stopping their nuclear program before they assemble the bomb, as well as disabling their economy by hurting their oil industry. So there's a lot of stuff that we can do. Russia is staying silent. I think Russia is very embarrassed with the performance of the Iranians last night. China is pretty silent. And
think about this. There are millions of Christians in Iran. The Lord's been giving people of Iran dreams, and they're too many to jail. So all these Christians here in the United States are like, yeah, let's destroy Iran. You're going to destroy your brothers and sisters. The largest country in the world of Christians is China. Christians are in Gaza. I mean, it's insanity. This war fever by the Christian Zionists is insanity. And it makes zero sense. But peeling back the onion here in the United States, they're destroying the food supply. I've given my testimony. That was the industry I was in, managing Fortune 100 company business units for the food industry. Never seen all these fires. Open borders, as we've mentioned. I just covered a story of maybe a couple podcasts ago. They're plowing farmland in Texas, destroying the grass that wasn't burned, probably by a dew weapon. Blue roofs seem to survive. I just saw a video in China. They're putting blue roofs all over the place. What do they know? What do they know, my friends? They're destroying it all. Everything's just getting destroyed. What a great time to be alive. If you're not right with the Lord, my friends, now is the time to get right with the world, with the Lord. Now, again, defense of Israel. Iran has said they want to push them into the ocean, at least some people. Is it scripted, going back to that pyramid with Iran? It's interesting, my friends. But here's something that I think is disturbing. And again, our ministry's point of view, from what we can see, is Noahide laws, the seven Noahide laws. You cannot worship an idol. Jesus Christ is an idol. So all these Christians like, yeah, go Israel, go Israel. They're priming us to get our heads chopped off, my friends. And again, Trump signed off on the Noahide laws all the way. I think it was Bush Sr. started this nonsense. That's illegal. UN's involved. Again, I heard a pastor that I really, really liked just said, UN's going to run this beast system, is his point of view. Well, they're involved in the Noahide laws. And if you really dive deep and go back to some of our teaching, the woman that rides the beast and the 10 kings hate the whore, make war with the whore, the dark side, all this pedophilia stuff, transgender stuff, probably the fake church. The woman is going to destroy and hate the whore, the old Roman Empire. You can't make this stuff up. And the woman, the great city, let the Bible define the Bible with hermeneutics. The great city is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. So I think they're going to run this beast system out of Jerusalem. But the old saying, you know who controls you when you can't criticize them. As of now, 38 states in the U.S. have adopted laws, executive orders, or resolutions designed to discourage boycotts against Israel. So you can't boycott this genocide that's happening of women and children, this carpet bombing. These laws are often referred to as anti-BDS laws, which stand for boycott, divestment, sanctions. The BDS movement is a global campaign promoting various forms of boycott against Israel. And this Watchman News Ministry, again, has warned Jews about the Deagle Report, 50% being sacrificed, according to the Deagle Report, that think tank that does GDP and military awareness and population insights. And I've warned Jews as well about false flags, open borders, all by design. They need They need to bring in the Antichrist to stop all wars after SEAL 4, after the Trumpet 6 war. You can see this playing out, my friends. So the states, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Just a mix of red and blue. So where is all of this going in terms of scripture? Let's deep dive a little bit further. We did a podcast in the Bible, World War III Players, Whore versus the Woman, AIB System, and Jerusalem's Role. Finally, his report episode 257. Go check that out. Because one of the things that we're looking for in this ministry is Daniel 7, which I think from modern day scholars that that is an end of days book with the end of days kingdoms, which is quite fascinating. The lion represents the UK, eagle, United States. Like the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. When you dive deep into the crown of the UK and the Federal Reserve Bank, it's kind of fascinating. The War of 1812 is not what they told us. It was about the a central bank, basically. And then you have the bear, which is Russia. And then the leopard, I've heard two different scholars have different opinions. Some people think the leopard in Daniel 7 is about Germany and the EU, which I think makes a lot of sense. And then another scholar basically thinks the leopard represents the Middle East. So it's kind of interesting. I don't have a point of view on it. But when you really read through Daniel 7, three of these power structures will be subdued under the 10 kings. And you can see the fall of the United States. Russia has threatened the UK. EU is a disaster. And then you peel this to the Deagle report as well, that think tank, globalist think tank, where they said 70-some percent of the Western nations are going to fall. Going back to the rabbis saying Christianity and Edom, the West United States, are the enemies of Jews. It's all playing out right before us, my friends. And we're being softened up. I've mentioned this before. The three barges, the barge that hit the bridge, destroyed the bridge, looked like a false flag to me. Looked like they actually ignited it, but then two other barges went rogue. I thought what they were going to do is say, look, this was an attack. We need to beat the war drums and go to war. I was shocked they didn't do that. FBI supposedly is investigating, so we'll see what happens. But we're being softened up. You need to think of treasury dumping and the launch of central bank digital currencies. Obviously, I mentioned three or four times the open borders. And then all of this as well reminds me of SEAL 4. When you really read SEAL 4, so I looked and behold a pale horse. When you really dive deep into pale, it's green. Countries that are green mostly are Muslim nations. And the name of him who sat on it was death, and Hades followed with him, and the powers given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill the sword with hunger and death and by the beasts of the earth. Now, the beasts of the earth, part of me is blown away, if you follow our ministry, about how they're putting nanotech in us with our food, with our water, with the poison poke. And they're trying to jack up and defile with mRNA technology our animals. And really, we showed a video where they could actually control a mouse to kill with it's called optogenetics, mind controlism. So part of me thinks this is just more of a greater World War III play in terms of not necessarily Muslim nations, but some really good scholars think that it will come out of Muslim nations. I want to cover Luke 21, the end of days scripture. And I'm not a preterist. This is the one chapter where preterists was like, this already happened. I don't believe that, because really you need scripture to define scripture. And God will give a prophecy that will happen in the short term. And then also these prophecies are live and happen in the latter years as well. And I think that's what we're seeing here, because you need to compare scripture with scripture. When you look at Luke 21, Mark 13, Matthew 24, you need to read all three of those and put it in context, because I thought it was interesting. in Luke 21, verse 7, and they asked Jesus, saying, Master, but when shall these things be things? Not just the destruction of Jerusalem, these things, these multiple things. And you need to compare Luke 21 with Matthew 24 and Mark 13. And what sign will be there when these things come to pass? And so you think about this. What's amazing with the Word of God is this happened in 70 AD, but the temple that was destroyed, desolation, some scholars think this sentence, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. I've seen some scholars say desolation, empty, refers to the abomination of desolation that personally, and we're going to do a study on this, this third temple, when they start sacrificing red heifers, Jesus is not in it. You're the temple of God. The Lord showed me in a 2008 dream that humans are the temple of God, and they're going to defile you with artificial intelligence and nanotech, and you're going to lose your free will. You're going to take the mark of the beast. People will take the mark of the beast and be tied to the hive mind and become zombies. And they basically have blasphemed the Holy Ghost. They cannot be saved. They're going to promise 1,000-point IQ, you name it. Live forever with an AI rapture. That is the true abomination of desolation that we've always talked about. I'm going to prove that in a Bible study. But near fulfillment, later fulfillment, and we'll prove this out. For these be the days of vengeance. I think this will happen in the end when you read Zechariah 14, the days of vengeance. Who is God pouring out his wrath on? The days of vengeance? It's just interesting, because here we go. With that, all things which are written may be fulfilled. To me, when I've read this, all things, the word of God. All things that are written. Some scholars will think all things that are written is more prophecy against Jerusalem. This is all things which are written. All things come to completion. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and the wrath upon this people. Jews are going to get filtered, and then the remnant that calls on Jesus Christ will be saved. And here's where it gets interesting. And flows all of this together, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, this is what's interesting of this statement. So when you really compare scripture with scripture, you need to look at the times of the Gentiles being fulfilled. And even pre-trib rapture, people say this is the last day. The times of the Gentiles being fulfilled is the last day. And we're a post-trib rapture ministry. When you actually look at this, when is that? Well, Revelation 11, verse 2, but the court which is without, and I think this is a spiritual court, the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city they shall tread underfoot 42 months. So the Antichrist comes on the scene, and Gentiles will trample this. So if you compare scripture with scripture, to me, this shows the Antichrist coming in at the midpoint. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of the mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, and blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And then it says all Israel will be saved. So all of Israel will be saved, will be Christians, if they turn to Jesus Christ, because the times of the Gentiles, who's in is in, and who's out is out. Hopefully that makes sense. I've explained it maybe 3 or 4 times in other podcasts, but let's continue reading on verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. This is an end of days scripture. This did not happen in 70 AD and right? Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And. Near fulfillment, end of days fulfillment. Zechariah 14, I think, is the big one. If you need to think about this, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and they spoil, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee, for I'll gather all nations against Jerusalem. A lot of Zionists forget this, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. Why? Noahide law. Like, what will drive that? What's happening in Gaza? maybe Damascus. I was thinking about this. If Damascus gets nuked, a ruinous heap, that's part of scripture. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, raped, and half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth, fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of the battle. And I wonder here if this is where the Jews pray and come to Jesus from Joel 2:32. That also has the sun and moon darkening when you read that. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. It's a fascinating study, my friends. Thank you.